lie to you. I'm scared.
You're scared.
I don't know what to do.
Bro, you're so emotional about this whole market.
I get emotional about these things because it's like, you know, but I get it all from my mother.
I know. Is she calling you?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I called her today, and I'm actually Susan Schmidt, our chief financial analyst for the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. And we have an off for another day broadcast insolence herself. I called my mother today, and I said, I need you to ask questions for Ms. Schmidt, and we'll play those in just a second for you. But before that, I need to. There's things I need to know. First of all, so the market when it opened was down at one point today, 566 points.
Right.
Yeah, that's not right.
That was troubling.
I say that with excitement. I know. Can you believe that? And then look where it ended. This is what I think is so interesting about today. Look where it ended.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't end down that. So the change on the day in the S&P, where it was down more than 3%, it actually rallied back strongly in the afternoon. And it ended the day just down a little over 1%. So I think that, you know, in the Dow Industrials, again, rally back. They're down 1.5%, you know, so you're 500 plus points. They ended up down 249.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we don't like to use the Dow because it's kind of a skewed index because it doesn't really represent everything. So the S&P is probably a little bit better. But it's interesting that you saw such a strong rally. And, Ro, I know you're emotional about everything.
Uh-huh.
The market. But I think you need to be a little, I think you need to start perking your ears up in interest here, because now we're finally starting to see some signs of interest and support in the market where you have people starting to think about coming back in, and that's what caused that big reversal this afternoon.
I saw one of the money managers quoted, I think, in the Wall Street Journal saying, hey, you know, we're starting to buy some things right now. I think they said the Vanguard 500 fund or something like that, because our clients might not love us today or tomorrow or next week, but we think 24 months from now, this is going to look like a buying opportunity. And maybe that's what you're talking about. The sentiment is that what the fundamentals don't support a further, you know, drop. What do you think?
Well, I really do think that what's been so interesting about this sell-off year to date is that there's been a lot of people wanting to get out of the market, and so you've had a lot of selling, and you just had a complete lack of buyers. No one's been willing to step in and take the other side of the trade, and it hasn't been a panic. That's important. It hasn't been a panic. It's been very orderly. It's just been people deciding, nope, I'm getting out. There hasn't been a rush and a stampede for the doors. It's just been this steady pressure, and no one's coming in on the other side to buy it. Today, you finally saw people start looking at valuations and thinking, all right, capitulation, where people are just throwing in the towel, I'm selling, I'm getting out, I can't take it anymore, much like Roe would do if we didn't help him. They're finally saying, okay, ultimate capitulation. Roe has sold everything. Now I know I've hit bottom. And now the professional investor is coming back in saying, these valuations are starting to look attractive. And even if it's still bad for another couple of months, in 2 years, again, long-term thinking, these are some pretty good deals.
Okay. Hmm. All right.
Does it make you feel better there?
No, I'm not sure.
No,
I'm not sure.
Not
right.
Enough yet, Susie.
So I called my mother.
Yes.
And, well, I'll just pick it up from the phone call, if that's okay with you. Is that all right with you?
Okay. Of course.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. No, wait, hold on. I gotta go back. You gotta really enjoy the moment we say hello, because it's such a warm relationship.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I have a question.
What?
So we're going to have our market analyst on from Westwood Financial in Dallas.
Yeah, I know who she is. She's a pretty woman.
Oh.
Anyway, the point is, I need you to ask her a question because you're the one who's so crazy about this stuff. I need you to ask what you want to know because I figure everybody else will want to know what you want to know.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, do it fast because she's going to take me to the bank.
Okay, Jessica's going to take it back. Okay, all right. Go ahead. What would you, if you could ask any question, what would it be?
I would like to know what to do with the oil stocks.
I asked her that last week.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah, my long term, well, at this age, what, you know. The bad part of selling the oils is that I'd have a big capital gains, plus the fact that they're cut in. It just wouldn't be practical for me to sell them at a great loss. And besides, paying a capital gains on selling them. Mm-hmm.
I think my mom's in the same position.
All right.
Worrying about the same thing.
All right. Susan, your answer.
All right. I'm up. All right. So I'm going to throw this out there. Remember that having a capital gains.
Remember, she said you're a very pretty girl.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Don't disappoint
her. I know. That was so sweet of her.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially considering she's never actually seen me, so I'm flattered.
Mm-hmm.
The capital gains.
No, she's probably seen you. You have no idea. She might be standing outside your window. You never know. She's like that. All right, go ahead. Capital gains.
All right, capital gains are a good thing. It means you made money in your security. So when you sell a stock and it's up, then you have a capital gain and you have to pay tax on the gain. If you sell it and you have a loss, you don't have to pay anything. And in fact, you can write that loss off against other gains from other stocks that you're selling. So you have one or the other from anyone's security, but you don't have both. So if she has a capital gain, then it's because you've made money in the stock, be happy with that, and then move on. For oil stocks, oil is now at, you know, $26 and change. So I looked up WTI on the chart today, which is Texas Intermediate Crude, and that is, you know, kind of our metric for oil. It's that or Brent. So we're going off of, we call it WTI, Weatherford Texas Intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
And 2002 was the last time we saw oil at $26 a barrel. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because I like the word interesting today because so many things are different about the market right now. We haven't seen that in a long time. For your mom, who may have many decades ahead of her, but potentially...
These are going to become best friends.
Exchanging compliments.
Hey, are you
going
to be able? Will you be able to drive her to the bank? Because that's very important if you're able to drive her to the bank,
but
too.
If she's going to the bank because she wants to, you know, take out money and she wants to cash out to go on some great round-the-world cruise next year or do something fun and spend it all...
You don't know my mother.
Well, then hanging on to oil here, we're concerned. We don't think that there's a recovery in oil really until, you know, 2017 at this point, you know, end of 2016, 2017. So oil is still very much in balance, and that is going to, as we said, oil is emotional. It causes this rampant fear. Fear leads to irrational behavior. We're seeing that in the market where we're seeing people sell and just say, I want out, I don't care. And now you've got these oil stocks. The oil situation is dominated by supply issues, and that's all issues in the Middle East, which we can't fix. No company can come in and start to act rationally and fix that. That's a political mess. So oil stocks, I think, are going to continue to be a very difficult place to be in the near term because for the next 12 to 18 months, there's not a whole lot of positive news that can come that can really, your mom's looking at it saying, well, here's where it was, you know, 18 months ago, these stocks were three times the price, four times the price,
mm-hmm.
because oil now is at 20, it was over 100. You're not going to get back to that $100 oil price again.
Yeah.
So you really have to reset that. And if you can get to maybe, you know, we think in 2016, maybe by the end of 2016, we see oil come back to $40 a barrel. That's not a lot. That's not the 100. And so unless you can have a multi-decade horizon on oil, then I think you're probably fine because no one is going to get solar or wind power up in enough capacity to offset it in the near term.
All right. But hold on. She's got more questions for
good.
You. She's got more questions. Can you just hold on 1 second? We'll do this.
Sure.
We'll do the traffic, and then my mother has questions for Susan Schmidt, our chief financial analyst for the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlons. But right now, Violetta Patrimetic. All right, our chief financial analyst, Susan Schmidt, Westwood Financial in Dallas, is with us.
A very beautiful woman.
My mother is in love with you. And
your mother's very kind.
And now she has other questions.
I've
been I was threatening to do this, And I know this is not our regular Friday that we would have, we'd be talking to you, but there's such, you know, there's a lot of drama
there
here.
There was.
What's going on?
There was.
And we know how you love your drama, so.
Well, but
I turn on CNBC in the middle of the day, and I'll tell you, they were all drama-filled, screaming and yelling, and is this the 2008 all over again? I mean, it was
Well, they need to make it exciting. They do have pretty good material right now, so.
That's true. You know.
That's true. All right, here's the next question from my mother to Susan Schmidt. Here it is.
No.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. You got to get a
is that part of the private conversation you guys had?
I would like to know how long this is going to go onwards, down 400 and 500 points every day, and when is the bottom going to be reached, and how do you know when the bottom is going to be reached? I mean, you could miss that, and it's a very frightening situation for older people.
Mm-hmm. It is frightening, but Susan, if you knew the answer to that, you'd be a billionaire, right?
Well, that's true. So humans are terrible at picking the bottom and picking the top. So we're just not good at market timing. We don't do it well. Everyone's tried in some way, shape, or form. No one gets it right. And ultimately, you end up hurting yourself by trying to market time and buy in and then sell and get in and out of the market. So that's why when your investment advisor talks to you, they always talk about you have to be able to ride it out because you're never going to pick the top. You're never going to pick the bottom. And if you move at the wrong time, you end up just damaging yourself versus just staying in. So that's why we talk about having a longer-term horizon and staying in and riding it out, because ultimately that's how you get a better return. It's really hard to know where the bottom is. And so instead, our style is we look at it and we look at the company fundamentals, because as a shareholder, when you invest in the market, you're really buying into the business. So you are effectively an owner of a company, and you want to own a company that's making money, because generally, companies that make money hold their value even when things are bad, right? Things that make money are good. So
generally, yeah.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. Generally, we like to stick with those. Now, in flash times when everyone wants that sexy biotech or the sexy technology company, a lot of those companies don't make any money yet. They're just an idea. And that can be dangerous, because you get to a market like this, those are the companies that generally fall apart. So we hearken back to the tech bubble in the early 2000s, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
So your mom's not going to know when the bottom is. I know it's scary. We did talk about volatility, and we said, you know, for the past couple months, it's going to be more volatile. And until things in the Middle East and China settle down, unfortunately, I can't help her. I can't take the volatility away.
Right.
I think it's going to be.
She's not
going to
like that answer. She's not going to like that
answer.
She
might not think you're as pretty as she did before.
Yeah,
I know. Now suddenly she's like, she's just okay.
And you're going to have to drive her to the bank. I think that's going to be your next thing. I got to go. I'm being driven to the bank. All right. Susan Schmidt, we'll talk to you on Friday. I have one more question from her for you. And I'll add that. We'll have to do that on Friday because we've run out of time. I know. Oh, look at, she's disappointed.
Darn.
Oh, come on.
I'm ready for it. That's
I know,
okay.
She
we can
I'm
wait.
Pretty. All right. We'll get back to this. This is the only way to actually do this segment. All right. Susan Schmidt.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you Friday.
You.
All right. See, she's very sunshiny, even in
she
a
is.
Moment where the all hell
calm, cool, and collected
is breaking loose.